My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. And good afternoon on a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. We've got a lot of ground to cover. We are going to call an audible. Red 7. We're bumping college football till tomorrow because we have the on-again, off-again storyline that is your Detroit Tigers that last night may have had its most magical 30-minute period. So we're going to play the game, Rico. And the game is what we talked about. What was this now? Geez, over a week ago. And it was Fangraphs odds versus the standings. Mm-hmm. And I didn't believe the Fangraph odds last time. I thought you were getting shortchanged. Remember when they were like 8% odds?
I was like 9%. Yeah.
Guys, they have a better shot than that based on the Twins are a flaming clown car. Well, the Twins have continued to twin. The Tigers, off of the loss to the Rockies, take 2 out of 3 against Baltimore and win the opener in incredible comeback fashion last night in Kansas City. And you find yourself 2 games out. Now, yes, Minnesota has the game in hand where they could make it 3, but you're 2 games out today. And as I said a week ago, look, you just eventually submit if you're going to enjoy sports. That when things like this take place, if you try to make sense of it or you try to maintain, like I try to be pretty pragmatic with stuff and let math dictate it, it doesn't matter here. Rico, it doesn't. When you've got high leverage situations and you know, Bo Brisky is shutting people down, it ain't Papa Grande coming out of that bullpen. It's right. Bo Brisky. It's Will Vest. It's Bob Salmon. It's ridiculous. You just go with it. Hey, I'm going to pinch it. Kerry Bonds for Wensiel Perez. Winning. Like, you just go with it. So here's my question to the people. Fangraphs today. Rico knows this number. David and Kenny don't. Here's what Fangraphs says. Your Detroit Tigers to make the playoffs today, this moment, to clinch a wild card, 18.1%. If you wanted betting odds, Rico, you could go to your sports book of choice. The Tigers are plus 415 to make the playoffs. The Twins are minus 410. Do what you want.
Value.
I don't know what the hell's going to happen because none of it makes much sense at all, quite frankly. I mean, last night, Twins are up 3-0. Seth Lugo on the mound. Clown car. And they don't just blow the game. They blow it in the bottom of the 8th. So now Clase is coming out of the pen and you ain't hitting him. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Skubal and Clase should be your Cy Young people. That's it. So here's the question. Which is more believable? That you are two games out, potentially three, if the Twins win the game in hand, or that you have an 82% chance of not making the playoffs? It's another way of saying 18.1% to make it. I firmly believe the standings are telling the truer story, right? Rico, the Twins have been egregiously bad for 6 weeks.
It's not just the standings, Mike. I think the analytics can't take into account what your eyes are seeing. The analytics can't see just how, on, as you said, any given day, somebody steps up and it's just like, I don't think this team realizes you're not supposed to be in this point. So, yes, on paper, it looks like, yeah, of course they're not going to make it. But watching this team and watching how they are catching every break, as I said before last week, they're like the person in Vegas with the hot hand. And you know eventually the house wins. But they may take some from the house for a while. That plus four whatever to make the playoffs, I'd put money on that. Because right now, the way they're playing and the luck that they have, because I am going to say some of it is luck, I'm betting on the Tigers to make the playoffs. Because sometimes, man, you just got to... You got to realize that something magical is just happening right in front of you. You embrace it. You don't explain it. You just go with it.
Well, that's the whole premise, is I don't really see a point. Like, I was listening to the morning show, and they had a really – first of all, they had a good interview with Dan Campbell, and I do want to play some of that sound later. But I didn't understand, you had a couple of people calling up, and they were – instead of talking about, like, what's here and now, they wanted to do this gotcha stuff with cookies. And it's like – why? Do you think the front office thought they were going to re-engage a pennant chase when they sold Jack Flaherty? No. So what the hell's your point? But hey, you know what? If that's where your mind goes when you're in a pennant chase and we're having fun, you know, the other F word I like, I just don't care. Yeah. Like, none of this is expected. That's what makes it fun. Yeah. None of it makes sense.
And by people, you mean as co-hosts?
No, John was fine. John's being pragmatic. No, they had a couple of callers that were prickly pears, and I'm just like, really? It's 80 and sunny. Yeah, here you go. Here's your win. Oh, Jim, you didn't say nice things when they were cutscene. 11 games out. What should he say? He don't work for Bally.
Are people really still doing this?
100%.
Oh, yeah. This is the trade deadline. Yeah, because, hey, I'm going to raise my hand. I was one of those people who said, you trade Skubal, you get back a haul. You build for the next couple of seasons. They didn't. They're defying odds right now.
I didn't want to trade them. I just needed to be motivated to do it. And I wasn't motivated. You keep them and you hand them a Brinks truck. The bottom line is, who cares? Who gives a damn about the rhetoric from the offseason? Like, it's the same thing. Like, we joked about it last week when I said, look, I think the standings are more believable than the Fangraphs odds. I'm not interested in a Matt Chapman discussion. I didn't even drive that bus. I just defended Rieger and Cookies when they were being assassinated by people who work at the station for it. Yeah, do I think you'd be in the playoffs right now with them? Of course I do. You might make it anyways. But in the here and now, here's the reason this is happening. Yes, you've played good baseball. The Twins had to utterly fall apart for you to be here. So why not focus on that? Who cares? Like, I must miss it that if you were one of these delusional loyalists, if you get a different seat at a playoff game than somebody who didn't believe 11 out, who cares? If you don't have a life, you care.
Yeah.
So my question to you guys is, which is the more real number? Rico is saying the standings. 1.5 out, call it 2 flat. You don't have the tiebreaker. The Twins have a game in hand that they will play, I believe, Thursday. If the Twins win that game, it's worth a full game to the standings, meaning you'd be 3 out. Mm-hmm. Or, like tonight, look, I will never utter the words BOGO again. This is not me saying BOGO. What I am saying is you have to face Cole Reagans tonight. If you can beat Cole Reagans, you get an opportunity. An opportunity is not BOGO. An opportunity to have Skubal on the mound tomorrow to sweep the Royals. Tonight, look, last night, here's the moment in time. The Twins are up 3-0 in the late stages. You're down 4-0 or 5-1 respectively in the middle portion of your game. The win expectancy for you is probably 10%. The expectancy of you winning plus the Twins losing is a 1 in 100 shot. At that point, mathematically, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I'm not doing Cookie's team of destiny. That's suggestive they'll win the whole effing thing. Shout out Tom Berenger. No, but sometimes you just call it and go, you know what? I don't want to hear about math. I don't want to hear about analytics, percentages. I don't even need it to make sense. Oh, look, face of franchise Matt Vierling just went deep. Like, who cares? Yes, great. Does he wear an old English D? Like, in the end, this team hasn't delivered a single positive memory of note in a decade. Do it. Do it. I don't even care if it's the wrong people carrying the mail. Look at the kid they had against Baltimore. Rico, the kid throwing all the sweepers, Herder.
Yeah.
Where'd he come from?
And that's just it. Every night, it's just somebody different. It's like, oh, you're throwing no hitters. It's like, what is going on?
Montero, the Maddox performance,
right? Like, yeah. is this real? You know what? Don't care if it's real or not.
Just go
embrace
with it.
Go with it. Have fun, because
I don't feel a need to bleep in the Cheerios when they've gotten this close. Yes, am I the guy when you're 10 games out and you've sold at the deadline where I'm just like, okay, on to football? Yep, that's me. I'm not on the team's payroll. I don't need to make excuses for them. But they're here now, and they are on your TV. But guess what? If we opened up with Lions, that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. There is a disconnect in this town with its baseball team. Now, part of it is they weren't on TV in the early portions, and they weren't good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were never bad. You and I talked. I think you had them at 84 wins to start the year. I had them at 85. I had big expectations that clearly early were not fulfilled. But now it's like they've resurfaced for air, and people aren't looking at the water. They're doing something else because of football. But guys, they're 2 games out of the playoffs.
See, I think it's a little deeper than that, Mike.
Oh, please. Much like you at the dentist. Go deeper.
Kenny. I think a lot of people are like, Kenny, I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to do this, because all you're going to do is play with my feelings, play with my emotions. I'm going to wine and dine you, and then you're going to tell me, let's just be friends. They don't want that. So I think a lot of Tigers fans are, it's almost when a no-hitter is happening and how the other players won't look at the pitcher.
Right.
They want him to get the no-hitter, so, but they won't acknowledge it. And I think a lot of Tigers fans are in that boat right now. You want it to happen, but if I say it out loud, then it won't happen.
So what if you change your viewpoint and this is a scratch-off that someone handed you? It's free. How can your feelings be hurt if I hand you a free lottery ticket? That's all it is.
It is.
Because I refuse to accept anyone who tells me that this franchise believed they'd go on a magical run, trading Jack Flaherty and Reese Olson getting hurt, trading Mark Canna, getting rid of Urshela. This was never the design. It just happened. So I said this to you 3 weeks ago, last week, I'll say it to you again. I don't expect the Twins to turn it around. It's like tonight, they're pitching a guy with a 7 ERA in Cleveland. In a playoff chase, they just picked up Cole Irvin. He's terrible. Rico, I don't think they're turning it around. Now, the hole you dug for yourself is so deep. Yes, let's say you got 12 left. I don't know if it's 12 or 11. Forgive me. The point is, yeah, you're still going to have to go 8-4 or something, 9-3. But you're doing it. So win today. We'll just worry about today.
Yeah. And I think what helps, you get to finish this thing off with the White Sox. If you're one,
those are free squares.
Right.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
Now, you know,
because
I would,
at this point,
I'd agree with Kenny, though. If they lost the playoff spot by losing one to the White Sox or something, that would hurt. That would bother me.
See? And this is why Kenny just can't be all in right now. He wants to
be all in, Kenny.
The only reason I'm not is because, and I hate to pick at this scab, but I did that with the Red Wings. I was all in at the end of last season, and they screwed me. And it was terrible. I got my feelings hurt. I still don't feel great about it. But I don't want to do that to myself one more time.
Hey, Kenny, there's a girl at the bar. She wants to buy you a drink. It's the Tigers.
If we get to a half game or a game back, I might be back.
I mean, look, the Twins, by quick count, I mean, 9-18, their last 27 games. They're horrific. If you want me to extend that out, I can. Guys, I've said this to you. I just don't think they're turning it around. And they have a little bit of a loser's DNA down the stretch. Now, some of that is old school Maurer and Morneau, and the Twins choke and they don't get it done in the playoffs. But, Rico, that's an unforgivable game last night for them. And for you, look at the Magic. You give up a grand slam to Bobby Witt. You end up down 5-1. And you just keep going. How about late in the game? You want Magic? The Royals have two men on, nobody out. Followed up by first and third and one out in the seventh and eighth inning. You didn't go to the pen to bring in Mariano Rivera. You got Bo Brisky and Will Vest, and it works.
The Royals with horrific base running.
Well, yeah. It's a tough play, but I feel like Vierling doesn't have a big arm. You probably could have gotten home. But it was. Look, bottom line, guys, I just want to know what you believe in more. We're going to get to the Lions later today. Do you believe in what the standings are telling you, or do you go with the math? Do you believe the standings or the betting odds? Like right now, if you believe, you probably should bet Tigers plus 415 to get in. I don't know a soul that would put minus 400 on the Twins.
No.
I don't think they're turning this around at all. And if they get in, it will be by the skin of their teeth.
Different sport, but it kind of reminds me of that Eagles collapse last year where...
Yes, when Big Dom D'Alessandro was kicked off the sidelines.
You couldn't explain it. It's like, guys, do you want to win?
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people momentarily. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with Coil.
oils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Get to the people in a second. And look, maybe the alternative topic. Maybe Rico's right. Maybe you're afraid to call up and you know, you don't want to be hurt. But guys, what I would say is you're on a free roll. You just found a scratch-off on the street. That's what the Tigers playoff drive is. It's a scratch-off. You can't be hurt by this. If anything, what did I say to you at the very beginning of this? If they play well enough that it wakes Chris Ilitch up and forces Scott Harris's hand that this is the winter we spend money, it's a success on its own. How could you not want to spend some money this offseason and win the Central next year? That's the deal. I was probably a year ahead in my initial optimism, and that's why I got so pessimistic, is once again they effed me. But now, how could this brain trust not go for it? Yeah. They can win this division next year. So the other topic, Rico, is this. If you're not excited, why? Like, if you're not into this, why? Help us learn about you. Because reality is, it's a bonus. You have your favorite football team, the Lions. You have your college team of choice. This is bonus. It's a scratch-off. Mm-hmm. Who thought Tigers Royals would be anything meaningful a month ago? But it is.
And think about it. We kept lowering the... Okay, if they could just get it to 5 games out. Okay, 4 games out. Okay, 3.5 games out. I'll pay attention.
And then we did it.
Yeah.
And then they lost to the Rockies. But then they bounce back, and here we are again.
Walk-off grand slams.
Well, the two moments, see, you nailed it. The two moments to me that will be like forever in this deal is that 3-0 game in San Diego, 2 outs, Parker Meadows grand slam to steal one. Mm-hmm. And then what went down last night. Yeah. Now, I know AJ went on the morning show, and he talked about the Williamsport game and that rally late. But those two moments, man, if you get this done, think of the odds of what you pulled off.
Yeah. And I mean, this team is so young, Mike, and in the best way I can say, young and stupid not to realize we shouldn't be doing this, but they believe. And this is why it's so magical, because it shouldn't happen, and that's why I'm just going to embrace it.
Imagine how magical it would have been if they bought Baez out at an appropriate time. My bad. That just give me my one. That's my one. That's my one. You know what the record is since jettisoning Javi? They're like 18-7. I'm just saying. David, ticket text, and we'll get to the callers. But yeah, if you're not into it, tell me why. But I want to know what number you believe more. Rico and I believe the standings more. I don't believe you're +415 to get in. I don't believe you only have a 17% shot. I don't believe it. I think you have a much better chance than that, because I don't think math factors in human clownery. And the Twins are Thelma and Louise speeding off a cliff in a convertible.
I like that. Human clownery.
Look it up. It's in the Yale math.
It does. But right, because analytics only look at the numbers. They don't see, guys, they're falling apart.
Right. Why not at this point, right? It's September 17th. Why not you?
Because as the Tigers keep believing in themselves, the Twins are finding ways to, yep, we're going to lose it. And it's going to hit their body language. And before you know it, I'm saying, you walk into that final three series and it's just that one game difference, you got to feel good about yourself.
The biggest thing, too, I mean, Twins are managed by an idiot. I mean, Rocco Baldelli's terrible. He really is. You've got witchcraft. You have the Fetter AJ Hinch brain trust. It's witchcraft. You are literally calling people up that your play-by-play guy doesn't know. And they're awesome. David, ticket text coming in. What do you got?
The 1.5 is the real number, but please Don't BOGO us again win tonight. LOL.
BOGO is now no go. There are no. You win tonight, you will be granted an opportunity to sweep the Royals. That is not BOGO.
I believe in the standings. If the current trend since August 23rd continues, the Tigers will enter the White Sox series in control of their own destiny. That is Dan in Ipsy.
Yeah, and listen, I understand that Correa is back. Buxton is back. The Twins feel like a loser. I mean, I watched a little bit of their games in Cincinnati this weekend. There was a quit factor. Like, it's a pennant chase. You have a rough inning that's 3-1, and it turns into 5-1, and then it's... You don't lay down and die and lose 11-1 at home, you know, in a pennant chase. There's a... Man, I'm telling you, they're gripping.
Mm-hmm. You start believing bad things are going to happen to us. And then they start... It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's what I'm saying with the Twins. And that's why this Tigers team, if you could keep pulling out games the way you did last night...
One pitch at a time. Just tonight. You got Cole Reagans on the mound. Here's your job. Be in this game. Be in a one-run game. Get Reagan's pitch count elevated. I don't care if he ends up with 12 strikeouts in 5 innings. Just be in this thing to where it's a battle of bullpens.
And then that's when you give us the BOGO?
Nope. No go. David, go ahead.
Here's my outlook on the Tigers. It's simple to me. It has a 2006 feel, and this team is dangerous because they have nothing to lose.
Yeah, but 06, they were actually a really good team.
They were.
I don't think anyone believes this is a really good team.
Earlier in that year, though, a lot of people didn't believe. Maybe that's what he's referring to. It's they took a run early and then they can continue.
That's fine.
Since August 23rd, Tigers are 16-7 or something like that, best in the AL. Last game Harvey played was August 22nd. The magic is the curse of Harvey not playing from Paul.
And if you had listened to this radio show and put a postage stamp on him earlier, I don't care. Hey. We got our wish. We turned the season around. That's really what this boils down to. If you want to thank anybody, just thank this radio show. That's how I see it.
Well, someone will be thanking this radio show. They said, I bet Tigers plus 1,200 before the Padres series, one game at a time.
That's right. Atta baby. Good for you. And listen, I don't understand, Rico, how they're 4-1 to get in. I don't.
Because I think it's more of an analytics type of thing.
Don't you view it as a coin flip?
I do. But Vegas, they got eggheads in those rooms.
There's an old English D on one side of that coin and a clown nose on the other. I don't trust the Twins at all. As someone who watches baseball, this is every bit as much about them as it is us. Mm-hmm. Had the Twins played remotely 500 baseball, remotely sub-500 baseball, you're 7 games out.
Yep.
They have been arguably, outside of the White Sox or Rockies, they've been the worst team in baseball.
Nothing wrong with taking advantage of their ineptitude.
Hey, how about this? I'm not doing it. Personal growth.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, what? All right.
All right. Let's get to business. I want to go straight to the people. What number do you believe more? The standings? That's where Rico and I are at. Or the Fangraphs telling you you've only got a 17% shot at the playoffs. I think Fangraphs is way off. They cannot calculate the Twins' clownery. Paul will lead us off today, 97.1. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
Paul. What's going on?
First off, I have really enjoyed, since you guys came back to Tiger Baseball, it's been enjoyable, and you guys have done a great job. And you're objective, you know, which is good.
Try to be.
Yeah. So my comment, though, was about the comment about, you know, people that are giving, you know, cookies some grief and stuff like that.
Yeah, it just took me by surprise. They were having fun with it, and you had a couple of callers, and it's like, really? This is what we're doing after that win last night?
You always get a few people, but bottom line, if somebody is definitive about something and then it turns on them.
Yeah.
And especially in the job you guys do, because you guys have said we have to do radio day to day.
Yes.
So things change over time. But what also happens is people listen day to day, and when they hear definitive statements and then they turn, you know, you like for me personally, again, I'm a glass half full. I will always wait until it's over before I definitively say someone sucks or they this or they that. If you definitively say things, ahead of time and they turn on you, then you're susceptible to some criticism, right?
Yeah, and Paul, the criticism's fine. Like I said, Jim's his own man. He can defend himself. I was driving and I'm like, geez, it's 75 and sunny. They just had a miraculous game last night. Paul, I think the thing that happens, and I admit this is a weakness for myself, this job changes you, right? I've done this for almost 25 years now. It's hard to be glass half full when every day you're talking the news of the day and you got to be passionate about it, or I don't think you're a very good host. I think you get way more enjoyment out of sports than I do because you're allowed to. Yeah, and you know what I mean, Paulie. It's like.
I have followed your show since day one. You're my son's favorite show. This is a business that he wants to go into, and trust me, I 100% get it, because your job is to critique what you saw the night before.
That's it.
But, again, when you make definitive long-term statements that don't work out, you know what? Just eat
And I think,
right?
What was the thing that Cookies did? He did the strikes with Harris thing. Yeah. Is that what he's getting hung up on?
It is. Yeah, Harris, he got a strike for the trade he botched. He got a strike for the offseason. So, yeah.
See, I think that's different than saying, look, I'm just not a big fan of what he's done so far. And I've said it. I don't think Scott Harris is a dumb guy. But I don't have to worship at the altar.
Yes, it's true.
You know, it's not like Brad Holmes, who delivered us a damn near a spot near the Super Bowl, and we still talk about, you know what, I really don't like that Hendon Hooker pick. Or I really wish they would have done, hey, by the way, did you see the other night with Danielle Hunter? I know he wanted to go home, but my God, him opposite Hutch.
Let it go.
Oh, boy.
Let it go.
I know.
DJ was texting me, like, what if we had Montez Sweat? Let it go. Get it? But David, as you know, Mike's a man of the people. He's inspiring the youth of the world.
Yeah, he said it's his son's favorite show.
Listen, I will tell Paul and I would tell his son the same thing. We as an industry do a woeful job getting younger people in and developing them and giving them a chance. We just don't do a good job with it. There are just too many people. How do I put this? Industry-wide, you got a lot of people that are just comfortable in their gig, and I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't think they got a future. Instead of giving somebody young who's got an opportunity to get better and an opportunity to be that next thing, as an industry, this isn't some ticket thing. It's industry. We're terrible at it. We are.
I'm saying you're inspiring that young man.
Let's stop.
Take a bow.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, let's go over. Let's go to Kevin in Canton, 97.1. Kevin. Oh, Kevin, we got to put those windows up, buddy.
Oh, hang on a second.
No, you're all good.
Weird. Hey, man, this is your favorite scumbag.
Kevin, it's great to talk to you again. What's going on?
Hey, so listen, I'm going to stick with the theme of being brokenhearted. I'm not brokenhearted, by the way. I'm following the standings. And I look at it like this. You disappointed the hot girl got away the first time in the Flaherty deal, right? Be nice to have them right now, but we don't. But I look at it like this. The next best thing just walked in the bar. And here's the reasoning I say that. Because these kids, and I say kids because they're all young, and you got some other guys on the team that are legit bench players on a contender, and they're pulling off miracles like last night. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it with three legit starting pitchers. So how can you not be happy? Even if we don't make the playoffs, even if we don't make the playoffs, I'm not brokenhearted because I look at it as a win, because it could be the love of your life that just walked in, because now you got to make Harrison Illich put their money where their mouth is
there
and sign those checks.
And guess what, Kev? And look, I know there's an alternative opinion. I'm choosing not to be negative about it, which is some people have called and said, well, because they're competitive, this will prove they don't need to spend. I'm not doing that. I am going to just, I told you from the start, my win was not making the playoffs. It was play well enough to show Harris the core's here, and now it's time to act like a big boy, and let's go win the whole damn thing. So I feel like it's mission accomplished in that regard.
100%. You preach the core. Well, guess what? The core's here. Now you got to open up that checkbook, buddy.
Right. And guess what? You didn't trade Skubal. I was fine with that. We better get him signed this offseason. Mm-hmm. No more of that mess.
I agree.
Pay the man his money. Make him a Tiger. Let's be done with it.
Yeah. Drag this out. But I love the fact that, you said once you get the core, we got the core.
Hey,
there is no
excuses.
You know what?
Excuses.
Here's the thing. I don't want to focus on that right now.
No, I was just saying.
One and a half. That's the number.
I believe in the stand. I don't.
But see,
I'm yet to make you upset.
That's all.
No, but I was yet to talk to somebody who could possibly be negative enough to say they have an 82% shot of not making it. Who could watch this team play and watch the Twins try to give themselves a colonoscopy on a nightly basis and go, oh yeah, 82% they're not making it? How?
This guy next to me.
No.
He's been saying it all show now. I'm tired of sitting next to the deflator.
I'm sorry, man. It's just, I don't want to emotionally buy in yet, okay? Sue me.
David, you had your...
You should go to the cat section of the pet store, and I'll leave it at that.
His heart's been broken, okay? His heart has been broken.
By who? His hero, Steve?
Yes, we were supposed to be a playoff team last season.
And this is
his dream, girl.
This is the payback for what your man did to us. Right here. Because, ready? The Twins are the Wings. The Tigers are the Capitals.
So this is the reverse of the reverse. I love it.
Stevie broke his heart. He's not ready. He's not ready.
I'm not going back on the dating apps until at least tomorrow, okay?
He's not ready.
Tomorrow. I love it.
Is your girlfriend to wear that?
Just going to let that one go.
All right. Jesus.
Set yourself up for that. You know what Kenny's nickname is? The Swordsman of Lake Orion.
Daggers.
Have you been in his profile for his dating ad? That's what he's called.
248-539-9797. We will get more of the people. We do have to talk Lions today. We will play you some sound from the morning show. I thought their interview with Dan Campbell, two interesting notes. All of that and more next, 97.1. Tigers have been a hot topic today. We'll get back to it. I want to make sure we service the football audience. Music, please.
So let's get to the... Okay. Let's get to the idiocy that happened last night in the Monday Night Football game.
Well, what happened? I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did.
You hate to see it.
So the Falcons have no timeouts. It is 3rd and 3, but the Eagles decided to pass the ball. Saquon dropped it. The Falcons come back with 1:39 left and take the lead. Here's the thing. Next Gen Stats, at 1:39 when the Falcons took over, Falcons had a 0.7% chance to win that game. Why are coaches stupid? Why are you passing the ball?
You want this first?
Yeah, I'll take it first. They passed the ball, David, because they thought, you know what? This play is going to work. He's going to be wide open, which he was. He would not only either pick up the first down or score, and you cement the victory. It wasn't the smartest thing to do. But it was, let's just go for the win instead of playing it safe.
I think everything in life and sports, it's cyclical. I think we're right now at the apex, right? The pinnacle of analytics. It's gone too far. And you get someone like Sirianni, who is hyper-aggressive, hyper-analytical, and kind of a douche, and you end up in spots like that. Now, remind me who dropped the ball?
Yeah, Saquon Barkley.
Can you say that in Nona's good ear?
Saquon Barkley. Was it like his 16th dropped? Yeah, it's easy, yeah.
Yes, since he was drafted, I believe. He has the highest drops running back, yeah.
Because here's the problem that I have.
Allow me to wallow in my bitterness.
One more time. Sirianni, let's just say you run him. It was 3rd and 3. You get to 4th and 1.
It's 45 seconds off the clock, and
Thank
then a tush
you.
Push.
And you have the unstoppable play. Like, what are you doing?
My team's 0-2.
And if you... And if you happen to not get the 4th and 1, you have taken so much time away from the comeback attempt.
Correct. And by the way, guys, all respect to the drop and whatnot, you still had an opportunity to stop Atlanta. When did Joe Montana become their quarterback? That was the easiest game-winning drive with no timeouts I've ever seen.
That was the second portion. It's you still had a chance.
Jesus.
I was like, it's Kirk Cousins. He's not going to... I mean,
beep, bop, boop,
what?
Bop, beep. I went,
no,
what?
But here's the thing. I saw the stat. Like, we always talk about primetime Kurt. He's 4 out of 5 in his last games. He's
yes,
won.
Since that record where he wasn't.
Right. We're all like, oh, well, Cousins will find out. Cousins actually wins these games, and
It was so easy, so simple. Guys were wide open. It's like, Philly, are you going to cover? You're really going to let this happen? Wow. But yes, you run the ball, you eat the extra 40 seconds, and then if you have to, you can kick a field goal or do the tush push and pick up the first down and end the game. But at no point, I'm watching the Manning cast. All three quarterbacks are on because they had Matt Ryan on there with the two brothers. And they're all saying, there is no way in the world you throw the ball. Peyton Manning had the most realist. He literally throws the headset off and just goes, oh, my God, and walks off the set when it happened.
You hate to see it. You just do.
You do hate to see it. Let's get to the New Orleans Saints here because they are surprising.
Sorry.
It's all I have. Leave me alone.
They are surprising 2-0 and in the above, at the top of the standings in the NFC South. But here's the question. Can Derek Carr continue this? He is total QBR of 96.6, which is one of the highest in his careers. Their point margin as a team, plus 62.
Okay, here's what it is in watching the first 2 weeks. First of all, they played the Panthers. We're gonna put can of non-perishables over here. But what against Dallas, you know what was evident? That an allegedly bad offensive line played really well. No one was near Derek Carr. I mean, you could have spray painted a circle. So if they're going to pass pro for him where he can stand there, step up, cut it loose, my answer is going to be yes.
Yeah.
I just don't know how this offensive line is doing it. That's my takeaway.
See, I look at it, Mike, as Clint Kubiak, the new OC. He came in there. He was the quarterback's coach, passing coordinator at San Francisco. They're having fun. They're finding ways to get your star players and turn them into star players. Like Alvin Kamara, 4 touchdowns. Wow. Okay. Dallas did it. You know what it looked like? It looked like last year in the playoffs when Green Bay walked in there and Dallas had no clue to what is going on. We're the Cowboys. We're not supposed to be losing like this.
And remember, they're down De'Ron Bland, the kid who had the 8 picks last year. But I mean, it was everyone was getting roasted.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Here, and I'll move on to the next thing. But here's one stat for the Saints that, I mean, surprised me. I know this is the NFL, but this is. They have scored on their first 16 possessions of
season. God.
Wow.
All right. Over, under, do the Giants score on 16 possessions total before Halloween?
Oh, before Halloween?
No.
I'm going under.
No.
Hi, Jesus.
They don't.
Why did I buy my dad Sunday ticket and this is the product? Keep going.
All right. Let's get to tight end Travis Kelce. Everyone wants to talk about his relationship with Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is it causing issues? Because he has disappeared from the passing game. He had just 1 catch for 5 yards after having 3 receptions and 34 yards in week 1 against the Ravens. Is he done? Should he just retire?
I don't think so. Because I think it's because it's Travis Kelce and because we see him on TV and all the commercials, we're tired of him. We have Kelce fatigue. Lord knows his brother was everywhere last night on the Monday night game. But I can't say he's done because that's not fair. Because when people brought up, well, Dan Campbell's doing these Applebee commercials, no, one has nothing to do with the other.
No, but here's what he is. He is 34 years old. He is in his mid-30s. Now, here's where I'll defend him. Almost exclusively across the league, the tight end position has been way off kilter. Nobody, not Kyle Pitts, not Kincaid, not Kittle, not Kelce, not Laporta, not Mark Andrews. No one's really putting up numbers. I'll wait a little bit, but I just think he's old, man.
Yeah, you're right.
He looks emaciated.
Yeah, Isaiah Likely is probably the only tight end that's done something.
Yes.
He had his foot on the line.
Yes.
And then we close it out with this here because we have 9 total 0-2 teams. So there's just a couple I want to focus on, meaning I think it's over.
Go ahead.
And this is why I think it's over, because when you are 0-3, there's only 6 teams since 1979 that have made the postseason. So I'm calling it over for these two. The Ravens, who are at the Cowboys next game. The Jags, who are at the Bills on Monday Night Football. Over.
I mean,
their season's done.
You said Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, they're 0-2 and in Dallas this week. If they lose, David is saying it's over. He's not
according
wrong.
To the numbers.
No. I'm just like, wow, the Ravens.
The Jags, my issue is with Trevor Lawrence. I'm done. I'm just not going to defend it anymore. I can't. Maybe he's just not that dude. That performance against Cleveland, get the hell out of here with that. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I think for Trevor Lawrence, too much was given to him too fast, and he didn't really deserve it.
Time to cut his hair, get serious. Go Rambo mode. We need a makeover. Let's get it done.
The Ravens? I can't, David, because of the division that they play in. It's not a very good division.
But if they go 0-3, the numbers say they ain't making the playoffs.
Right, but you also have the Bengals sitting right there holding That's hands true. With them at 0-2.
But here's what the Bengals have for their next game.
Here we go.
The Commanders.
Hey, what about the New York Giants?
I am not including them in here. It's over for them. And sorry, Mike.
I mean, I don't know if your Steelers can maintain this first place hole.
Yes, they can. Justin Fields is my starting quarterback.
Okay.
We have a future.
Over under 16 touchdowns by Halloween from the Steelers.
David, you can't score in a whorehouse. Get out of here.
Well, you're lucky let's head to a whorehouse. We're about to score. That is in. Yeah,
that is going in our audio vault.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.